Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, Gurudev. Gurudev Jaya Jaya Gurudev Nitai Gaura Haribol 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 Gaura Haribol Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Ashtotara Sata Shri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskon BBT Samsthapakacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki Jai Itai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Go This is a much better height.
Board?
From board?
Last minute change was height.
Kya change? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam namaskritya Naram chaiva narottamam Devim sarasvatim vyasam Tato jayamudirayet Nashtapraye svabhadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Hare Krishna, this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 20, Chapter entitled Pure Devotional Service, Text 9. Tavat Karmani Kurvita na nirvidyeta yavata matkatha shravanadau va shraddha yavat na jayate tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta yavata matkatha shravanadau va श्रद्धा यावन्न जायते तावत् कर्माणि कुर्वीत न निर्विद्येत यावता मत्कथा श्रवणादौ वा श्रद्धा यावन्न जायते तावत् कर्माणि कुर्वीत न निर्विद्येत यावता मत्कथा श्रवणादौ वा श्रद्धा यावन्न जायते तावत् कर्माणि कुर्वीत न निर्विद्येत यावता मत्कथा श्रवणादौ वा श्रद्धयावन्न जायते मत्कथा श्रवणादवा श्रद्धा यावन्न जायते तावत् अप टू दैट टाइम कर्माणि फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज कुर्वीत वन शुड एग्जीक्यूट न निर्विद्येत इज नॉट सेशिएटेड यावता एज लॉन्ग एज मत कथा ऑफ डिस्कोर्सेस अबाउट मी श्रवण आदौ इन द मैटर ऑफ श्रवणम कीर्तनम एंड सो ऑन वा और श्रद्धा फेथ यावत एज लॉन्ग एज ना नॉट जायते इज अवेकंड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन एज लॉन्ग एज वन इज नॉट सेशिएटेड बाय फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटी and has not awakened his taste for devotional service by Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho, one has to act according to the regulative principles of the Vedic injunctions. Purport. Unless one has developed firm faith in Lord Krishna by association with pure devotees and is thus engaged full time in the devotional service of the Lord, one should not neglect ordinary Vedic principles and duties. As stated by the Lord Himself, Shruti Smriti Mamai Vagye Yaste Ullanghya Vartate Agya Chedi Mamadveshi Madhakto Pinavaishnavaha. The Shruti and Smriti literatures are to be understood as my injunctions, and one who violates such codes is to be understood as violating my will and thus opposing me. Although such a person may claim to be my devotee, he is not actually a Vaishnava. The Lord here states that if one has not developed firm faith in the process of chanting and hearing, one must comply with the ordinary injunctions of Vedic literatures. There are many symptoms by which one can recognize an advanced devotee of the Lord. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 1, chapter 2, text 7, it is stated, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitah Janayatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahaitukam. One who is actually engaged in advanced devotional service immediately develops both clear knowledge of Krishna consciousness and detachment from non-devotional activities. One who is not situated on this platform must comply with the ordinary injunctions of Vedic literatures or risk becoming inimical to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the other hand, one who has developed great faith in the devotional service of Lord Krishna does not hesitate to do anything that will further the mission of the Lord. As stated in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, text 41, Devarshi Bhutatm Nridam Pitrinam Nakinkaro Nayam Rini Charajan Sarvatmanaya Saranam Saranyam Gato Mukundam Parihritya Kartam. Anyone who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, the giver of liberation, giving up all kinds of obligations and has taken to the path in all seriousness, owes neither duties nor obligations to the demigods, sages, general living entities, family members, humankind or forefathers. Srila Jiva Goswami points out in this regard that when a person fully surrenders to Lord Krishna, he takes shelter of the Lord's promise to liquidate all other responsibilities and debts of the surrendered soul. The devotee thus becomes fearless by meditating on the Lord's promise of protection. Those, however, who are materially attached are frightened by the prospect of full surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thereby revealing their inimical mentality towards the Lord. Om Ajnana Timiranthasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are at an interesting juncture in this series of chapters which are collectively called as Uddhava Gita. I am totally unqualified to be speaking on this exalted subject matter, but on the basis of what I have heard through all these years in Sri Radha Gopinath temple from all my senior god brothers, from Gurudev and all the Srila Prabhupada disciples, I will try to speak something today, basically for my own purification, because I myself fall very short in this benchmark. So we see in this series of chapters in the which are collectively known as Uddhava Gita, we see actually starting from chapter 14, where Lord Krishna starts explaining the yoga system to Uddhav, talks about mystic yoga after that. Then he describes, the Lord describes his own opulence. Then starts describing about the Varnashrama Dharma. And after that, the perfection of spiritual knowledge. And now he is coming to talking about pure devotional service, how it surpasses knowledge and detachment. So this is somewhere midway, like the central portion of Uddhava Gita. We are in the midway in of Uddhava Gita, I think 7 more chapters or 8 more chapters to go. So here the Lord is talking about devotional service, pure devotional service. Very interesting series of verses we heard, very nice lectures by Akinchan Krishna Prabhu, Srila Haridas Thakur Prabhu, Vratchandra Prabhu. Last week was really amazing, series of classes in yesterday, Gaurahari Prabhu was really amazing. Very interesting translation. As long as one is not satiated by fruitive activity and has not awakened his taste for devotional service by Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho, one has to act according to the regulative principles of the Vedic injunctions. So in the purport, it is touched. In the last paragraph, it is just says, brings about. Srila Jiva Goswami points out in this regard that when a person fully surrenders to Lord Krishna, he takes shelter of the Lord's promise to liquidate all other responsibilities and debts of the surrendered soul. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam raja. The Lord has promised. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam raja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami ma suchah. But this was spoken at the end of Bhagavad Gita, when the Lord, he has instructed Arjuna. And initially Arjuna is also reluctant to obey the instructions of Krishna. And in order for him to overcome his reluctance, Lord Krishna instructs him. And after instructing him, he also gives him this assurance that just give up all forms of dharma, all other forms of dharma. Just surrender unto me. And after giving this assurance, he says, now you do according to your will. Then he gives him the license. Karishye vachanam tava. So even at that juncture, also Yudhishthira Maharaj, devotee spoke about Yudhishthira Maharaj also being in a, you know, situation where how I can give up my dharma. How I can speak untruth. So he was in a very predicament, and then there was a way found out around it. One elephant was found, and you know the story. The elephant called Ashwatthama was killed. But still, there is a hesitancy on the part of Yudhishthira Maharaj also to give up that dharma of always being truthful. So it is very difficult actually. We may say, oh, so Krishna is promising sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam raja. It is very difficult to be following the instructions given by the Lord. It's not so easy. In spite of his own personal assurance, Lord gives personal assurance. In fact, I was reminded of one story by Gopinath Chandra Prabhu told me this, about one anecdote that His Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu mentions in his classes. He had gone to one Gita recitation program one time, and that Gita recitation program, when they were chanting the 18th chapter, they said, Sarva adharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. They chanted like this. Sarva adharman parityajya mam ekam saranam raja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami ma sucha. So, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu went and asked them, excuse me, actually in Bhagavad Gita it says sarva dharman parityajya. Why you chanted sarva adharman parityajya? So they said, no, actually how can the Lord say sarva dharman parityajya? The Lord Himself says, Dharma Sansthapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. I come to establish religion. Then how you will say that you give up all dharma? How Lord Himself will, he is, in the previous chapter, in the few, third, fourth chapter, He is saying, Dharma Sansthapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. And then in the 18th chapter, how you will say, Sarvadharman Praja? No, no, no. Actually, this mistake has been propagated since time immemorial, and we have got this Sarva Dharman Praja. Actually, it is Sarva Dharman Parityajya. Lord will only ask us to give us adharma. Why will ask us to give us dharma? Give up dharma. So it should be Sarva Dharman Parityajya. So see, this is how it is. It is very difficult to understand Sarva Dharman Parityajya. That just in order to, like, classic case is Yudhishthira Maharaj. The Dharma Sutras, they say, Satyam Vada Dharmam Chara. Always speak the truth and always live your life according to the principles of Dharma. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was doing that. He was following that Dharma of always speaking truth. But then we understand that for a higher cause, when it is Krishna's desire, when it is Krishna's will, when it is Krishna's instruction, then he has to speak untruth. Here in this verse, it is said that even as long as one is not satiated by fruitive activity and has not awakened the taste for devotional service by Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho, one has to act according to the regulative principles of Vedic injunctions. Now, what are these regulative principles of Vedic injunctions? So, in the sixth canto, in the pastime of Ajamil, when the Vishnudutas and the Yamadutas, they clash over who will take Ajamil with them. At that time, Vishnudutas, they ask the Yamadutas, what is your qualification? How are you? Who are you? Please explain why you are taking him. So, in that series of verses, the Yamadutas, they explain what is their understanding of what is dharma. And they say, Veda Parinitam Dharma. Whatever is given in the Veda, that is dharma. So then, later on, when they finally, it is settled that the Vishnudutas will take Ajamil and they will return empty-handed. When they go back to Yamlok, they don't go to Yamraj and, you know, meet him in a very nice manner and salute him as they do it as usually. They are in a very agitated mood. And the first question they ask is, what is this? How can it be? Are there two bosses in this world? We thought you are the only boss. What is this? And then Yamraj starts explaining, and then Yamraj explains to them what is dharma. And there we have that classic explanation of dharma is dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranihitam. That which is given by the Lord Himself, that which is spoken by the Lord Himself. One has to act according to the regulative principles of the Vedic injunctions. Even though they are in the Vedas, they are actually given by the Lord. We know from where they come. Like Brahma, classic case, he was born in the deepest ignorance. We chant this, Om Ajnana Timiran Dasya. So literally when Brahma opened his eyes, it was all Timira Andhasya. It was dense darkness. When he opened his eyes on this lotus flower. And then he heard the word tapa. And when he performed austerities, then Krishna revealed that knowledge, the Vedas, directly into his heart. So therefore, these instructions, the regulative principles of Vedic injunctions which we have to follow are actually what we have to follow, the instructions of the Lord. So, the question arises, why we should obey the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is my gain in that? Why I should do this? So, we can briefly put it into five reasons. First, by obeying and following the instructions given by the Lord, which come to us as Vedic injunctions and regulative principles of Vedic injunctions, by obeying them, we can actually achieve the real benefit or ultimate benefit in our life. So, how we can achieve the ultimate? Who explains this? It's not I that I am speaking. The classic case where Lord Vamandev asks for 3 steps from Bali Maharaj, and when Vamandev is giving those 3 steps, when Vamandev takes the 3 steps, after the 3rd step, Bali Maharaj is in Sutal Loka, and then Lord Vamandev, he inquires from Bali Maharaj's guru, Shukracharya. He says, what was the discrepancy in the performance of the sacrifice that Bali Maharaj performed, that he had to experience all the the troubles that he went through. In fact, he had to hear so many bad things from all his close relatives and friends. Everybody were totally inimical to him. Why it was like that? So, Srila Prabhupada, he writes in the purport that Shukracharya is a pakka karmakandi. He is still not satiated by fruitive activity. He is a pakka karmakandi, he is a pakka ritualistic brahmana, and therefore, to hear such verses, in 3 verses, Shukracharya gives such a nice response. Shukracharya says, how the process of devotional service to Krishna is the topmost, in 3 verses. And when it is established by a karmakandi by Shukracharya, then we have to accept it, you know, otherwise, if someone who is already a pure devotee, if we take his opinion, then we might feel, oh, it is a biased opinion. Shukracharya says, kutastat karma vaishamyam yasya karmeshwaro bhavan yagyesho yagya purusha sarva bhavena pujita. So what is the karma vaishamya? There was no fault. How can there be fault when Karmeshwar, yourself, Lord Karmeshwar is present in the sacrificial arena? Yagyesha, Yagya Purusha, when he is present here, then there can be never any discrepancy. And then, even if there is any discrepancy, Shukracharya says, even if there is any discrepancy, even your presence is not required. Mantratas, tantratas, chidram, desha, kalahara, vastuta. If there is any discrepancy in the mantras, in the chanting of the mantra, in the performance of the different activity or in the materials used or whatever, if there is any chidra, if there is any discrepancy in any of that, in the place, in the time that is chosen to perform, in the articles that are used to perform the sacrifice, if there is any discrepancy, sarvam karoti nichidram anusankirtanam tava, then all such discrepancies removed just by the chanting of your holy names, even your physical presence is not required. What to speak of when the yagya purusha, yagyesha, you yourself are present? Then how can there be any discrepancy? And then finally he says, tathapi vadato bhuman karishyami anushasanam etachreya parampumsam yatta tavagnyanupalanam. He says, Bali Maharaj surrendered unto you even though I was instructing him not to do so. I am a brahmana. Brahmana is technically means brahma janati iti brahmana. I am supposed to know Brahman, I am supposed to instruct my disciple to become devotee of the Supreme Brahman, but I told him, specifically I instructed him because of my own fruitive desires which are unfulfilled, I instructed him not to give you any, not to fulfill your desires. But still, in spite of that, Bali Maharaj surrendered to you. And then, therefore, and then what happened when Bali Maharaj surrendered to you? Etat shreya param pumsan. He got this param shreya. He got the param shreya, that is, Lord himself agreed to become his doorkeeper in the Sutarloka, even though he went to Sutarloka, but the Lord is engaged as his doorkeeper in the Sutarloka, Vamanadeva. So, etat shreya param pumsan. So, anyone who follows your instructions, tathapi vadato bhuman karishyami anushasanam. I will follow, I will simply follow your orders, karishyami anushasanam. Why? Because etat shreya param pumsan, yet, anybody, yet, tava ajnanu palanam. Anybody who follows your ajna, for him, parama shreya is guaranteed. So this is not spoken by somebody who is a pure devotee of the Lord. This is spoken by somebody who is a pakka karmakandi, who still has fruitive desires. We saw who is a person who is a following karmakand, who is following jnanakand, we saw in the previous verses. Whose material desires are still unsatiated. Such a person is saying that if we follow devotional service, if we follow the instructions of the Lord, then we get the ultimate benefit, paramashreya. If a devotee of the Lord speaks this, like Lord Srila Prabhupada was all, many times accused of this, or many times many of these scholars, they said that Swamiji is giving only bhakti purports to whatever verses in Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam are there. There are different angles we have to explore. It cannot be only bhakti purports. Srila Prabhupada was said. So many times people will say this. If a devotee says this, then they will say that you are biased towards devotional service. Actually, that is the truth. We understand that. But still people will say that there is a bias. But here we should understand this first reason of why one should obey the instructions given by the Supreme Lord is, it is, Shukracharya himself says so. He establishes how that if he himself then agrees to the Lord that tathapi vadato bhuman, I now promise you that I will follow whatever you say. Because by following so, I am guaranteed that I will get the paramashreya. So the first reason is following the orders of the Lord, being obedient to the orders of the Lord gives one the paramashreya or the ultimate benefit of life, which is the liberation from the repeated cycle of birth and death. Then anyone who follows the orders of the Supreme Lord Krishna ultimately achieves victory in this world, prosperity in this world, and then after this life, he goes back to Godhead. And classic example is Arjuna. Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra was initially giving all sorts of reasons why he could not obey the instructions of the Lord. This is like a standard study in Bhakti Shastri course, five reasons given by, you know, classic question always Bhakti Shastri exam, five reasons given by Arjuna why he chose not to fight. So Arjuna gives so many reasons, and some of those reasons are also based on the Shastras, the scriptures, that if all the population is killed, then there won't be anybody to protect the women. If women are unprotected, then there will be Varna Sankara, and then if there is Varna Sankara, then there will be no offering of oblations to the forefathers, and so many systematic reasons he gives. So the Lord, in order to convince him, he speaks so many verses. He speaks again, just like he is talking to Uddhava. This is something like the yoga ladder in the Bhagavad Gita. Nishkam karma yoga, karma yoga, then jnana yoga, then you know, ashtang. Everything is covered slowly, slowly. And then finally he comes to bhakti yoga in 12th chapter. So similarly here also he is talking. So after saying all this, as I mentioned in the beginning, the Lord is not attached to the knowledge that is given. Like in our temple we have one devotee. He learned dancing from a teacher for almost 12, 13 years. Very professionally he learned dancing. And this devotee, when he came to the temple and he came in contact with devotees and he started understanding the process of Krishna consciousness, he realized, why should I dance for the mundane people of this world? Let me better engage my propensity in the service of Lord Radha Gopinath. So he joined the temple. When he joined the temple, his teacher actually was grooming him to become a very great dancer, you know. And then by his prowess in the dancing field, she was expecting that he would gain reputation for her. But then he suddenly said that this is not… I'm going to join the temple full time, so I will not be able to pursue this dance anymore. So the teacher was very angry and she was despondent and distressed. She was saying that I spent so many years imparting this knowledge to you and now you are just refusing to pursue the knowledge. So after giving the knowledge also, there is an attachment, you know. It's not that, okay, now I have given you knowledge, now you do whatever you want. There is an attachment to that knowledge and there is an expectation of some returns from that knowledge that has been imparted to the student. But that is exactly what Krishna is displaying. Krishna is… there is no attachment. After giving all the knowledge, after giving him the ultimate benediction also, that sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja, after saying you just give up all other forms of religiosity and just surrender unto me, just follow my instruction. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami masucha. After all that, finally Krishna says, yathechasi tathakuru, the final affirmation of the free will of the living entity. Yathechasi tathakuru, just do as you feel is right, whatever you feel is correct. So this is how renounced Krishna is. It's not that he gives knowledge, so he's expecting some returns also. He's expecting, now my student will perform like this and then I will get some benefits out of it. Nothing. And then what was Krishna's, after Krishna's decision like this, was Krishna's statement, what was Arjuna's conclusion? Arjuna has a very classic conclusion. Arjuna says that Karishye Vachanam Tava. Arjuna says, my dear Lord, I am not concerned what I like or what I dislike. I simply want to abide by your orders. And Arjuna fought for the benefit of the Supreme Lord, and what was the result? The result was, it is proclaimed by Sanjay in the last verse of Bhagavad Gita. What is the result? Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhuti Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, and wherever there is Arjuna, there has to be victory, vijaya. So, ultimate victory and prosperity. Arjuna ruled over the kingdom as a prosperous king under Yudhishthir. And then finally, when Krishna departed, Arjuna and all the Pandavas went back to Godhead. So, the second reason why one should abide by the orders of the Lord is one gets ultimate victory, prosperity, and finally one can go back home, back to Godhead. Now, the third reason why one should abide by the orders of the Lord is, one is born in ignorance and one has four imperfections within him. Being imperfect, we cannot acquire knowledge by our own mental speculations. Neither we can acquire knowledge from anyone of this world, because they are also as imperfect as we are. So, the only person who is a perfect teacher is Krishna. Like, in this canto itself, in the seventh chapter, Uddhav prays to Lord Krishna. He says that, my dear Lord, you are the only person fit to be the perfect teacher, only person to give instructions and only person to give orders. Even Brahma, Shiva and all others are conditioned souls of this world. Therefore, Brahma, who was born in ignorance, also achieved the orders of the Supreme Lord and thus gained knowledge to create this universe. So, one should follow the Supreme Personality of Godhead's orders, because one is imperfect. The only perfect personality is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And in following his orders, one can achieve the perfection or the perfect stage of life. The fourth reason that why one should abide by the instructions of the Lord is, these instructions can completely pacify one's heart and mitigate all the miseries in one's life. And we see this instance when Arjuna is returning to Hastinapur from Dwarka after the Lord has departed from this world. And at that time, after he has been defeated by the infidels, and all the… he could not even protect the queens of Krishna, he is in a very despondent mood. And in such a despondent mood, Arjuna, he recollects the instructions that Krishna gave him. And then what he says, Deshakalartha yuktani hrittapopashamanicha haranti smarat aschittam govindabhihitani mye. He says, I am now recollecting all the instructions that Govinda abhihitani, that Lord Govinda, the Supreme Lord Govinda gave me on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. As I am recollecting these instructions, what is happening? Hrittapo upashamani. All the tapa, the misery that has come in my life, the despondency, the agitations in my heart, all that is getting upashaman or being mitigated. Simply by remembering those instructions, the miseries are being mitigated. What to speak of obeying and following those instructions. So thus by obeying and following the instructions of the Supreme Lord, all the miseries in one's life are mitigated. And the fifth reason why one should abide by the Lord is that Lord Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, Purvair Purvataram Api, all the great Mahajanas, all the great Acharyas, all the great teachers have abided by the orders of the Lord and achieved success. And therefore, as it is Mahabharata also says, Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam Mahajano Yena Gata Asapantha. So, it says that therefore we should follow the footsteps of such great Mahajanas, such Acharyas. One should also abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada also we see in all the purports where he quotes Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he quotes that Sri Vaishnava Acharya, Ramanujacharya, also he quotes that Madhvacharya, also not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only all these Vaishnava Acharyas, but also he says that none other than Sripad Shankaracharya also accepts the Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, we should also abide by the orders of Sri Krishna and we should surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, these are the five reasons why we should abide by the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in today's verse, we see that if one has not, is not satiated by fruitive activity and has not awakened his taste for devotional service by Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, one has to act according to the regulative principles of Vedic injunctions. So it may seem quite contrary that many times this is a very classic question that many people ask. If I have free will, then what is the question of following regulative principles? So classic case that, classic example that Srila Prabhupada would also always give is that these are regulative principles of freedom. Just like Prabhupada would give the example of the traffic. When we are driving on the road in our car, at that time there are so many rules that we have to follow. We have to drive on the left side of the road in India. In other countries it is different, but in India, so we have to drive on the left side of the road. So if you go to US and we say now I have always learned how to drive on the left side of the road, so I will drive on the left side of the road. No, that is not accepted. So there are rules for traffic. There they drive on the right side of the road. So traffic has rules where you, on which side of the road you drive, when you drive, how you turn, at a signal what you do, at an intersection, if it is red light then you stop, if it is amber light then you slow down, if it is green then you can go. All these things are there. So if suppose there is red light and somebody says that, oh, this is just, you know, I have a car, it can go fast, why is this light obstructing me? Why is it restricting my freedom? So it's not restriction of freedom. If you drive through the intersection, when the light is against you, then you are bound. There is a probability that you might end up in an accident. So similarly, these principles, these regulative principles of or the Vedic injunctions, these Srila Prabhupada used to call as regulative principles of freedom. And these are there just in order so that we may be able to ultimately exercise, like Arjuna did, exercise our real free will and surrender and follow the principles, follow the instructions given by the Lord by saying, yathechasi tatha kuru. These regulative principles of Vedic or the Vedic injunctions, given in the Vedic injunctions, these regulative principles of freedom are meant to actually finally take us to this platform or to this juncture where, in spite of having everything or having all the choices in front of us, we will come to the point where we will say to Krishna, yathechasi tatha kuru. Which right now is a very difficult proposition. So the whole process of devotional service is so that we can slowly, 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 slowly develop our ability to finally, what is that? Sarva vidhi nishedyasyu etayo reva kinkara. What is that? How does he start? Smartavyam satatam Vishnu, vismartavyam na jatuchit. So ultimately it has to come to that platform where we always remember Krishna. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam. In anything that we do, smartavyam satatam Vishnu, vismartavyam na jatuchit. That is where we have to reach. But the process is, at least initially begin by accepting the instructions given by Krishna in the form of the Vedas. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. By following these instructions given by the Lord, the Vedic injunctions, the regulative principles of freedom, slowly, slowly we will come to the platform where we will be able to say, yathechasi tatha kuru, and therefore by continuously saying, yathechasi tatha kuru, okay, Krishna wants me to do this, or if I do this, then Krishna will be happy with me. By that, slowly, slowly we will develop this mood, this taste, of continuously smartavyam satatam Vishnu vismartavyam na jatuchit. And that is what is needed. That is what is indicated by this verse, is the goal. That one should be satiated by fruitive activity and should awaken the taste for devotional service by Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, the nine limbs of devotional service. So I conclude my class here. If anybody has any queries or any suggestions or comments, you can ask. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.